I know you like it when I say something unhinged, like all of our thieving stories and all that, right when we go live.
We're not here to talk about petty theft and stuff until we get to the petty theft.
Be gay, do crimes?
Yeah. Exactly. So who's going to recap from last time a month ago? Because we didn't play.
Me, because I have my... It's going to be unhinged because I wasn't here the time before that.
Perfect.
As it should be. And my notes are three lines.
Nice.
Claire is the BBEG Barbmalian. Bricker is in the drama club? Question mark? Betrayal. Claire is behind
all that. You knew that.
Claire is behind all of this.
That's what I have. That's all your notes?
There was also somewhere I wrote another name of the whoever was the person that we actually found out was the BBEG.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see.
But I can't find that now.
All right, hold on. My notes say you picked a lock to escape your room, watching from the back of the theater. We went backstage. Was that last session?
Yeah.
That was last session, right? Sweet. Bowsick went down backstage and got all the info.
He went down backstage. You're right.
Mr. Kalismir is the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Ayo. Yeah.
That was at the end of the episode.
I know stuff. That's the end of my notes. Halum's boyfriend's name is Toog.
Yeah, Toog the
Grum. I'm good at notes.
Hey, you hit the highlights, right?
There you go. Halum's boyfriend, clearly the highlight.
All of my notes are just Nick's romantic drama.
Eris's notes are exactly like her train of thought. Nonsense.
Yeah, Nick's are very, like... It's all about me.
Yeah. She has made
like, I know what I did. I don't know about the rest
in of her head.
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
in her head.
Oh, yeah. She is the main character in her own story, but not most other people's. Anyway, so last time, like you had kind of hinted at.
Nope.
You all infiltrated the Barbmalian play, mostly Bozic. And got a lot of information about the AI, the arcane intelligence that has been helping students to write their essays. And it was, Kalismir, yeah, the Manitar teacher, who Toog had said that was a really cool teacher. Like, they really like him. Thought that he was a cool guy. A lot of people actually like him on campus. And you all kind of, sort of, maybe had a plan. But what have the two of you been up to since last time?
Eris had a lot of fun with the protest outside of the theater. So Eris has been finding any protest in the area and just joining them for fun.
Nick is right there with you.
Yes.
She feels like she's going to find a new girlfriend that way. And she, by the way, is absolutely not looking at anyone short now. Her eyes are only for tall people. Mm-hmm. She's like, these hobbits are done for. No more.
I love how you keep saying hobbits.
I know. I'm trying to say it like it's derogatory.
Wow.
Because they're totally hobbits in that game that we don't play anymore.
Right, I know. Right. Which, like, what? Is the Tolkien estate going to come after me on yes. this little bit of podcast?
Yes. They probably will.
They totally
meaning
can.
They'll come after me.
If they do, you're welcome.
Thanks. Anyway, yeah, for Nick, it's Goliath or nothing at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for that one. That one was
well, the dwarf was maybe taller than me.
That's true. They were definitely taller than you.
Okay, so, yep. Yeah. He's after me. Grave zombie Tolkien.
Oh.
I'm looking at the...
I was was so confused how, like, I was zombie dwarf was coming after you, because I don't remember that.
No.
It's been a while since we played, but
I here for that session, or did the rest
sometimes
of you
we play
together?
Without you, Rick. You don't have to be there all the time.
That's true. Just talk about it.
We just get behind your back and roleplay sometimes.
That tracks. I see how it is. So, what kind of protests would the two of you have been going to? Because they mostly probably would have been off campus at this point.
For sure.
I think that definitely we went to a few that were anti-gladiatorial fights.
Yeah.
Really more of a Roman thing, but you know.
That's fine. We went to a couple wage strikes that had nothing to do with us at all. Just to rile people up, you know, get it going.
The homebrew world that has universal income. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
what they were protesting outside the government building. They were against it for some reason.
We went to this world's version of a TED Talk by by Aristotle and boycotted that.
Aristotle, the guy who's been dead for a little bit.
Well, I said this world's version of Aristotle.
Oh, it's an Aristotle cover band.
Listen, I've been learning about philosophy for another project
from me.
Exactly. And someone told me that Aristotle is a misogynist, so I know
that. Slovenly trolls.
No, that was you, because I didn't listen to that one yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
There are so many podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so all kinds of interesting protests that, you know, you probably didn't even know what half of them were. So you probably thought that some of them were like wage strikes and stuff, but totally unrelated.
Right. Eris did not go to pick up girls. She just went to she got super involved in what everybody was saying, but like had no idea what was happening at any time, like ever, which is standard practice for Eris.
Yeah. I mean, that 100% tracks.
Yeah.
And the last that we had really discussed, you said that you might want to talk to Toog. Is that still the plan, or are we?
Oh, I thought we did talk to Toog about Kalismir.
It was a very loud airplane.
I live right next to an air park. I'm sorry. Sometimes the planes fly right over my head.
Yeah, you also live in Florida, so like.
That's true.
That's a problem too.
By the way,
problematic.
Rick living in Missouri is not a whole lot better.
We're not Florida, okay?
Yeah, their tagline is literally, "We're not Florida."
Yeah.
That's what they
like,
put on there.
It would be worse in small letters.
Yeah, it's actually Missouri, show me state, not Florida or Texas.
Right.
Or Oklahoma or Kansas.
Kansas is so much better than Missouri. Sorry, buddy.
I've never been there, but I don't know that I
don't.
Agree.
Yeah, don't do it. Anyway.
I went to college in Kansas and it's fine.
That makes sense to me.
Anyway, we're at a magic college right now.
All right.
Yeah, so Anna, we are throwing all the shade. So, yeah, no, you all had talked to Haloon about Toog. Like, that was the first that you had even heard about this new boyfriend.
Well, I need to go get all the hot goss. All of it.
I mean, you got a fair amount of it last time, but...
But we want to go talk to Toog, right?
I do kind of want to ask Haloon what it's like kissing a grung.
Yeah,
how do you say it?
Yeah
I mean, they've got really long tongues.
So kissing is what you want to ask about, because
yeah.
I don't know,
all I want to ask about.
Sure.
Eris is asking for a friend, right?
Yeah. like Nick has one question, I have so many more, like so many.
And like me and Haloon, we are chill like that. We will talk about all that stuff because we are college work buddies, and mm-hmm. so we know way too much about each other's sex lives.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like,
I was born in the library.
I would say that you know each other well enough, like you're pretty good actual friends.
Yeah.
That, you know, that would be normal. But yeah, definitely even some of the people at the library who you don't really know, who are just like casual acquaintances, know way too much. way too much.
It's true.
Because, you know, college, what are boundaries? Never heard of
it. Also, jobs. Like, you get bored at jobs sometimes and talk way too much.
Yeah. Mm,
disagree.
Recently, I told Halloom that we should just ignore the Doom Scroll room and just let them pile up for a while, and that we should just work together wherever we're shelving so that we can catch each other. Mostly he can catch me up on the new dating situation, because I don't really, I've been in my room for a while and in the Doom Scroll room. And so I, yeah, so I don't have any hot goss yet. I'm working on it, Halloom, but I want to hear your hot goss about your new grung boyfriend.
He definitely told you quite a bit about how he's a little bit slimy, but you know, in a fun way.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. You're welcome.
God damn it.
Wow.
Amanda's blushing too.
It happens. I have no control over it.
Oh, that's it. I'm in the stream.
Anyway, good night, guys. It was nice having you here.
It's been a good 12 and a half minutes.
Anyway, let's go see Duke, I guess. King of the slime.
Yeah, so as you finish kind of chatting with your pal, Halloon, I think we had said that he was still working, so... You know, he's going to keep doing his thing at the library and tells you where you can find Toog. Toog is definitely at the student center. Just kind of like hanging out, probably getting some coffee even.
Dude, ooh. don't drink that coffee. That coffee's not good.
Bozic works there.
What's my little friend's name?
Francois?
No, not Francois. No, don't I have a friend at the coffee shop?
Whiz bottle.
Are we at the coffee shop, or are we at the? Is that where we're at?
Is this a different place? Can we tell?
No, the student center. Well, because the coffee shop is like the. I forgot my own thing because that's been a while ago. Yeah, the coffee shop is like the part of the lobby of the library.
Okay. So. I
was gonna say Whiz bottle makes a great cup of coffee.
Yeah, and that's also where Bozic works.
Have we ever seen
Bozic? Work?
No.
Okay, just checking.
We just know Bozic gets a paycheck somehow. Like, how does this work? I mean, how does this happen?
Well, oh no, it's you who are rich. I was going to say something about Bozic being rich, but you're the rich.
Well, you also know that he has fairly well off.
Yeah, Bozic's parents are not. He's at least upper middle class, I'd say.
Yeah.
Nick is the only poor ass person. Yes, I know.
Yeah. The Bozics own candle sconces and beyond.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That is pretty hoity-toity.
Definitely.
Totally.
Because in this world, they're not going into business. Because people actually buy their stuff. Yeah, so... I mean, we did say, now that I'm thinking back to the scavenger hunt, there is, like, a student center, though, in the main, like, lobby of the library. That's where the snarl is and all that kind of stuff, and a little art gallery, and yeah, so I think Toog is probably just kind of hanging out where the moving bushes are that like have little seats built into them.
Okay. Hey Toog. Hey bud, what's happening?
Do I know you?
Do know us, because I am Halloom's best bud. Remember Nokomis?
We've definitely never met.
Yeah, but he's told you all about me, I'm sure, because we're best friends.
We don't do a lot of talking.
That makes sense to me.
Actually, you know, Halloom is, and if I were attracted to men on you know, Scout's honor, and bugbears, all of the male types, I would be all over that. So I understand how you wouldn't want to talk. However, super gay, just like he is, only so opposite.
Like exactly the same, but different though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Amazing. Nick is so good with words.
So good.
Have I ever mentioned really that my charm is like literally a 4?
Yeah. So, Tuk, I have a question. So you're a little bit slimy, and bugbears are a little bit furry. So does that ever cause problems? Like,
any hairballs?
But like wet hairballs?
Kind of a personal question.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Never mind. I'm
going to ask it anyway, but it's fair for you to find out.
Actually, what we really came here to ask you about is minotaurs. Not that you've been doing it with any of them. But
that we know of. And if you do, it's not our judgment.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing Kalismir. Wrong with being a minotaur.
No.
Absolutely not.
Pretty
but Kalismir, teachers, on the other hand. Let's no. Not for me. Maybe for you. I don't know.
Nick's not here to kink shame.
Except that she did just kind of
just here to kink ask why.
Yeah, but Kalismir, you have a class with him?
Oh yeah, he's great. Like my favorite teacher of all time.
Yeah, so what does he teach?
What doesn't he teach? I mean, like he's so good at everything. Well, but mostly history.
What's his main department?
History. Yeah, it's mostly history and gym. Okay.
Right, those two basically go hand in hand.
Do you have him for both history and gym?
I took gym my first year, but yeah, I mean, like, I mean,
you have the looks of a long jumper to me.
Actually, more of a high jumper than anything.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm not great at sports. If they ever have an Olympic beard growing contest, I'm there, because mine's coming in really nice.
After you did those drugs at that party.
Exactly. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
she's just like, yep, take a look at this.
Performance enhancing drugs.
That's right. So what can you tell us about Mr. Kalismir besides that he's like the coolest?
Well, did I mention that he's like the coolest? Because
just one time, which is okay.
I mean,
but like, what? It seems like everybody really likes him. What's so cool about him?
He's just really chill and like he gets it. Like, you know,
I don't
like the vibes are really good.
Oh, vibes on point. Gotcha. I don't know if we say on point anymore, but.
Passes vibe check. Got it. Okay.
Do you learn a lot from his classes? Are his lectures really detailed?
I mean, are we supposed to learn stuff?
We're at a school.
I mean, typically I do, but I don't want to judge people who don't.
Like, I'm just kind of, you know, here because, like, it's free, so why not?
It is free, but, like, don't you want to, like better society or something with your knowledge and that? No, okay, I don't want to judge.
He's just like got a 1,000-yard stare of confusion.
Cool. Do you have a plant guy?
Oh yeah, Bozic.
That's our plant guy.
Yeah. Oh, so it is we are best friends. Him,
but like I know somebody who knows him.
Oh, okay. He's also one of our best friends.
Oh.
Legitimately this time.
I mean, whatever. Luke is one of my best friends.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
But also you and Bozic are my best friends. So like I have 3 best friends and that is all. Unless you want to be one of my friends, Grug. Grug.
You can't what's call his name? Him by his race. That's rude.
I can't remember what his name is.
Toog. His name is Toog.
Unless you want to be one of my best friends, Toog. Xanatos. I also am best friends with Xanatos because I ship
best friends. Circle of best friends.
You've had so many conversations with Xanatos.
So many. Nick's, like, in depth. I feel like Nick's bar for best friendship is real low. Like, real low. Like, we met that one time at a party. Best friends.
Yeah.
Nick grew up traveling around, so no best friends stuck for very long. So, yeah.
That's fair.
That makes sense.
I mean, like, I guess we could be besties. Like, sure.
I mean, that's awesome. Do you want to come hang out with us? We're going to go kind of find out about Kalismir. Like, and since you're such a fan, maybe you could hang out with us and tell us all the good vibes about him.
Oh, I mean, like, his office hours are, like, all the time. Like, anytime you can really drop by, it's super chill.
Well, let's just drop by and hang out.
Oh, I'm actually supposed to be in his class right now. So.
Oh, in his class?
Yeah.
He's so cool. Why are you skipping his class?
Well, because I didn't remember what time it was.
Oh, well,
I understand completely.
Could we just, like, go, like, is it usually packed? Could we, or is it, like, a big stadium or a big auditorium class? Could we, like, sneak in the back and listen with you?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm a senior, so, you know, we have much smaller classes. But,
oh, sure.
You know.
We don't want to
trip, but it is like history 150, so you know.
Oh, so we could?
Yeah, probably, you know.
Oh, okay. You know, Nick reaches in her bag and gets out like chocolate covered flies or something.
What?
I have a bag.
Haversack, that's right. I was like,
that I can reach in. And she's like, hey, and I just happen to have some snacks if you want to share them with me.
I mean, like, are you going to eat them first?
No. Like, I mean, I have other snacks in here. Like, these can be for you.
I mean, like, I don't know you that well, you know?
Well, no, I haven't opened them. They're closed. Like, a package. Yeah. Like brand new chocolate covered flies just for you, buddy.
Chocolate flies. Yeah, yeah.
You know, chocolate flies. Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you wanted to have these, like I'm a great person to sit next to because I've got this bag and I can basically make all the snacks.
I don't. Okay.
So you're like holding out this bag for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He definitely just shoots his tongue out. Grabs it, and like initially you see that he just takes the whole bag, and you're probably a little bit concerned that he's just eating the bag, but then he just like pulls out the empty bag, like thanks, that was pretty good.
And Nick goes over to or like looks over at Eris and is like,
I feel like your questions got answered.
Yeah. Now you know why Hulu likes him so much.
Is the bag now very slimy?
Oh, so slimy. Gross.
Oh, man, I'm dying.
Also, his voice is killing my throat already. So he's not sticking around.
So I think he should come with us for the entire adventure. Let's go.
For the rest of the campaign.
Actually, right. He's our new favorite NPC, and we're taking him everywhere.
We will now be searching him out every single session.
I love how, like, Xanatos and Halloon, you're like, you know, when they show up, cool, whatever. This new guy, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Toog. Toog has to be with us. I'm actually going to write that name down because, like Francois,
I want your notes to just say Toog.
Yeah. I also find Toog. I also love how there's been, you know, the muscle mommy teacher, and you're like, I don't really care.
You know, before she was too tall. Now she's right up my alley, except for the whole, like, teacher not thing. Dating teachers
thing. Yeah. But, yeah. It's probably
smart. You know, honestly, just Nick kind of also looks up at Eris and is like, considering.
Eris is completely clueless about it.
That tracks.
She's like, hi, tracks. Nick. What's up?
Yeah, she doesn't say anything. She just has a considering look for There's now just, that she's you know, into tall people.
Tiny little hearts.
Yeah. We'll see.
Wow, you're really tall.
Well, twirling her sideburns.
Yeah. Nice.
I love that so much. I really want art of that.
Twirling the sideburns.
Nice. Yeah, while looking up at Eris. It'd be amazing.
Like, and also Francois is up on my crown, also looking up at Eris. Like,
also twirling
with little hearts.
Probably twirling his tail.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You know. Maybe he has mouse sideburns too, because he's been with me through all the drugs.
They look like really tiny slinkies. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's the one.
You're welcome.
Nailed it.
Okay. So do we, he, okay. So Nick, so if he's got a small class right now, I don't want to bring attention to ourselves. So maybe we shouldn't like bust in on his small class.
Well, we could always like go listen at the door, just like be in that building. Like, maybe they keep it open because it's too hot or something.
Oh, yeah. We can totally, like, wait till after class and then follow him and see what he does after class.
Exactly. Yeah, we are so stealthy. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Tuke gives you, you know, the location of this classroom.
Cool.
And absolutely. He did mention that it was History 150 that he's taking as a senior. So, it is a very large auditorium class. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people, like, coming and going. So, kind of seems like you could probably pretty easily just, you know, make your way in if you wanted. But also, you know, following after class might not be a terrible plan.
Yeah, I say we follow after class.
Yeah, let's just sit out in the hall and be nonchalant.
Thanks, Elena.
How do you act nonchalant? Because I know Nick and Eris. Bozic has nonchalant.
Yeah. Eris is actually the queen of nonchalance. Just super subtle all the time.
So nonchalant that she's chalant.
Yes.
You don't know. Nick says we could pretend like we were making out.
We could, or we could like pretend like we're studying.
Oh, that also could work if my plan doesn't work out.
Yeah, totally. We can try yours first if you want. I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
No, it's fine. Yours is probably less, you know, gonna draw attention. It's fine.
True. Okay, so let's totally just hang out here reading a book.
Yeah, and Nick grabs out history. So she grabs out a large history book out of her haversack.
Eris pulls out like a notebook. And then gets really bored and pulls out her paintbrush so she can start painting.
Yeah.
Like immediately gets bored.
What is Eris painting?
One of the protests that we went to.
Yes, good idea. One of the more violent ones. So she's using a lot of reds today.
Yeah. Amazing. Just picturing like a lot of like red scribbles.
Yeah, basically. But it's a watercolor. So it's just like a really angry watercolor.
It's abstract. You wouldn't get it.
You had to like be there. It's fine.
Yeah. Honestly, Eris, this is like the most beautiful scene. I mean, since that time when you drew me with the color-coded books, this is maybe your most beautiful, and you should definitely put it on the gram of some variety that I don't remember what it is. The picture gram? I don't know. The painting gram?
Yeah. I will.
I don't know. We've had this discussion before because I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was called either.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember that it was Live, Laugh, Lurk.
Yep. That's true.
That's all you need to know. Really.
That one was on the highlights reel for the school advertising the library.
And it's on Nick's bedroom wall, just a picture of her with her aesthetically pleasing books. She had to cover up the picture she had of Bricker, so
yeah,
she did what she could.
Makes sense.
You couldn't just like take down the picture, you had to cover it up.
Right.
Absolutely. Because if I took it down, then I would just look at it probably.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, because
I mean, I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm sure Eris and Bozic did not burn any pictures of your ex-girlfriend.
Nah.
Yeah.
Just most of them.
They just locked me in my room and set the dorm on fire-ish.
There was no fire. It was just a fire alarm.
There's a fire alarm. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah. It's like a tornado warning versus a tornado watch. This was the warning.
I have no idea what the difference is, and I used to live in the Midwest. So
you lived in Kansas.
I did.
Like tornado town. I don't know.
Me too.
Words are hard.
I don't know. They are. So Nick really gets into this history book, and she tried to listen into the classroom to see if she could figure out what period of history they were covering so that maybe she could have a good question.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah. I mean, this is History 150, so I feel like Kalasmir is talking a lot about when Alexander first came to what is now known as New Alexandria through the mysterious portal.
Okay. With a brains check, could I maybe figure out the best question that was going to just like make him think that I am definitely a student?
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. Which die is that for you?
That is a 12.
Okay. We'll say it's a 7 that you got to beat.
Nope, got a 2. Ooh. So
no brains today.
Not today. Plus, but I also get no. Do I get anything to add to that?
Mm-mm.
Probably not.
Well, unless you have bonuses. But
yeah, not above 2. But I am gonna find a little. What's it called? Those things. What do I call them?
Adversity
tokens.
Yeah, I literally cannot remember them 90% of the time.
I just have. Because I did that game and I sent you all some, so I still have them.
Yeah, me too. They're just in that room, and also I don't need them because I'm Sky Daddy.
Yeah, that's true.
The large one.
Yeah, I have all of the adversity tokens.
Okay, so I make up the worst question. The absolute worst question.
Yeah, so why don't you tell me what the worst question is?
I ask...
You're going to ask.
So it's gonna be from the very wrong period of time, and she's gonna ask about dinosaurs.
I mean, they do exist.
Currently.
Yes.
Oh damn it!
But like, you know that they're not super common. Eris, you probably wouldn't have a lot of memory because you were fairly young whenever Alexander came to this world, but you probably would have some memories of how different the world was before that, and that there were a lot of dinosaurs at that point.
And there's not now?
Yeah, or at least not that you've seen.
Weird.
But like at that point, it was very... largely wasteland, other than a few isolated kind of groves that were a little bit greener. And yeah, the dinosaurs would wander in between.
So Nick wants to ask why did Alexander the Great of this world kill all the dinosaurs?
It's the same Alexander.
Okay. Alexander the Great, why did he kill all the dinosaurs? That's my really great question. It's really insightful, and everybody is really excited. Like, Nick knows that this question is going to perfectly let this guy know that I'm in his class.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so the two of you wait, doing art and reading and whatnot, and eventually the class lets out. There are a lot of stragglers, like, a lot of students just want to hang out and like chat afterwards. But eventually, we'll say after like 45 minutes past the ending of class, eventually the room is empty other than Kalasmir. And you can see that he's just packing up all of his stuff getting ready to go to his office.
Do we want to just keep like being super nonchalant, or do we want to talk to him?
Let's follow him because he always has office hours. Remember, Tuke said that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's just go follow, kind of like at a distance, but follow him to his office hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And super... then I'll ask the super triple whammy awesome question that is going to blow everyone away.
Right. So what's a super like subtle distance? Like 10 feet? Like 12 feet?
3 feet. 12 is perfect.
Perfect. Great. Good.
And Nick will just keep her book out. Like it's like she's got a bookmark like spot, her thumb's in it, so that she looks like she's still kind of flipping and not talking to Eris about how far back they are, which is what she actually is doing.
Oh, amazing. You know what? I'm gonna need a roll here.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. What do I want you to roll?
Grit.
No.
Flight? No.
No.
Brains?
I'm okay at brains.
You know what? Screw it. Let's say grit.
Grit? Oh, damn. Yeah. That's a D8 for me.
Cool.
D20 for me.
Wow.
Because you're just playing my Kids on Bikes character, but not.
Whatever.
What's my goal?
So it'll be, see, for an 8 and be 6.
I feel like you're not supposed to actually change it depending on what dice people have, but that's fine.
Thank you.
I think you kind of have to.
It doesn't matter because I've rolled a 1, so it doesn't.
Oh, doesn't beautiful. Matter. Amazing. So good at sneaking.
I got a 4, so I get another.
All
the tokens.
So as the two of you are exactly 12 feet, not 15, not 11, exactly 12. Just picturing Eris with literally a tape measure.
Oh, did you need me to get a tape measure out of my bag?
Yeah, actually, that would be great.
Okay. I'm
concerned that we might be too far back and I don't want to like miss anything.
And so she reaches in tape measure and she says, here to
Isaac would Eris. Be so proud of us.
I know, right? It's so weird that he had to work today.
I've literally never seen that happen before.
Exactly. It's so crazy.
I mean, he was working the other day whenever you were trying to find out more information for Barmalian. But you weren't there like when he was working. You were,
right.
I think, in class, maybe.
I don't know. I was locked in my dorm room. It's fine.
You weren't locked in your dorm room yet. Because Steve was with me when I locked you in your dorm room. Or when whoever locked you in your dorm room.
Oh, when it just happened. That's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Very casually. Just locked itself.
Super cash. You know,
like those dorm doors do.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, they get stuck.
They get a little finicky, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure. That must be it.
Anyway. So we're measuring.
Mm-hmm. And so as you're doing this, Eris, you're much larger than your friend. So you see that suddenly there is a shadow kind of looming over her. Nick, obviously, you know, you're going to probably notice this shadow looming over you as well.
Well, I'm looking down at my book while talking about
it gets a lot making harder to read,
sure. Yeah. Oh. Eris, are you standing over me? You're like blocking my light.
Nope.
Looks up. And
it's Halloon.
Oh, hey, Halloon. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just it's going.
We were just hanging out with Tuke. He's the greatest.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
You guys make a super
absolutely.
Cute couple.
Yeah, sure.
We're definitely a couple. Right, right.
You make us super cute people that hang out together.
Okay.
Ferris is so oblivious, and I love it.
but next, Spidey cleric sense is tingling as that's not how Halloum acts around Nick. And I'm real wondering why he would, because like we've talked about our sex lives and he wouldn't say, yeah, we're a couple. And so Nick looks up at him and says, what's going on? You eat something funny? Not feeling good?
Yeah, totally. It ate something weird. I don't know. So what are you two doing? Like following cows?
And we already talked to Halloum about why we're okay. Anyway, so now she's not that dumb. So she knows that this is not Halloum.
I'm so proud of her.
Wildly oblivious.
I mean,
I feel like Eris doesn't know Halloum enough to.
She has a 12 in brains. Like, even though I'm rolling like shit, she does have brains. Even though she doesn't test well canonically.
It's the ADHD.
It is.
That'll do it.
But Nick just says, I don't know what you're talking about. We just came from class.
Oh, you're in his class? Cool, yeah.
I knew that. Class?
Kelsner, obviously. Yeah.
I wanted to say that we were in somebody else's class that is near that building. Like, okay. That we would know.
Yeah. I'm going to have you give me a snap charm roll.
Great. Okay.
What die is that for you?
It's a 6.
Okay.
But I get a plus.
It's going to be a 5.
But I can use my I can use my adversity tokens.
Yep.
So I got a 2, but I have a +1, and I'm going to use 2 adversity tokens.
That you just earned.
Thank goodness. Take that, Sky Daddy.
Oh, yeah. I think I took that class. Now it's like next to Kalismir's, though, right?
Who's Kalismir? You're freaking me out. Are you feeling okay?
The teacher over there.
Who? And Nick is going to just completely like go into the hot one? Absolute denial.
The hot teacher over there? Yeah, totally. Eris is going to go in a completely different direction.
Yeah. Who's Eris pointing at? Like, tell me about this hot teacher.
The Minotaur, for sure. She's just going with it. She's like, yeah, sometimes follow him back because he's just really good looking. So I sometimes just check him out, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
Really into Minotaurs.
I didn't know that about you. We're learning so much about you today.
That's how friendship works.
Yeah, it is.
Just constantly learning about each other.
But yeah. Halloum, I'm a little bit concerned. Could I take you like to the health department? Like you're acting a little
health department.
Are you gonna get him some condoms?
Your health departments didn't have a somebody they could see, like a nurse, if they were doing really bad.
But like, I would think while you're at the college that you would say like just the nurse's office, not the health department.
Clinic? Oh. Most colleges have a clinic here at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Is like the health thing on campus.
Okay. When you said health department, I just think like the city health department.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought about too. Like the one that like inspects restaurants and stuff like.
No. The health office. The health office that gives condoms and people go and do their therapy there, and sometimes have to go to, like, if something bad happens, there's like somebody who can like call an ambulance. They don't have real doctors there. They're just like emergency care.
I mean, I think that they definitely have real doctors because this is a magic school. So there's like
fair.
Clerics who could heal, you know. They're just not as high level.
At Kansas State University, we did not have real doctors.
Real fake doctors.
Yeah, exactly. So like do you need me to take you, buddy? Like, you're acting a little funny. Like, you're just not acting like yourself.
I'm just a funny guy.
Yep. No. No. Friend. Friend, you've never said that before. And did you knock a shelf over again and hit your head? That's now her real concern. And she starts, like, doing the thing, like, can you follow my finger? And like trying to inspect for like if his pupils are dilated two different sizes. I think we probably need to go get a medical wizard stat because stat because you're not looking good.
No, I'm fine. Like I guess I'm just having one of those days, you know.
But we saw you today.
Yeah.
One of those hours. I don't know.
Okay,
fair enough.
Either, like, here's the thing. So I can walk you home so that you can take care of yourself, or I can walk you over to the nurse's office, or, you know, what do you need from me? Because I'm really kind of afraid to let you go off by yourself. I think maybe you knocked down some books and they hit you on the head, and I'm really concerned for your well-being. I mean, you and I both know concussions happen in the library all the time.
It's a very dangerous job.
It is.
Oh yeah, no, I'll go to the nurse. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so I'll walk you to the nurse. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll catch up with you later, Nick. That's cool.
Okay, all right. See ya. Just walking. Bye, Eris.
Bye.
Yeah, I think I feel faint. Like I'm gonna need some help.
Yeah, just lean on me, buddy.
You should probably both help.
You should definitely.
No, I got you. I'm really strong. Eris is tall, but she's willowy. She's just not.
Yeah, I'm just kind of frail.
It's the leverage. It's the leverage, really.
I can't be used for leverage.
She actually really has to get to her next class, and so I'm good taking you. It's fine.
I mean, yeah. I would.
All right, so I'll see you later, and I duck into the bathroom.
From behind me, I just look over my shoulder and whisper, or like mouth, get Bozic. Hopefully you see it.
Eris, give me a flight roll.
Flight, okay. My D12 got stuck in my tower. What's my goal?
I don't know what dice is it.
It's a D12.
Okay. It would be a 10.
Okay, I have to use both my adversity tokens, but I hit it.
Nice. Yeah, you managed to duck into like a alley between a couple of the buildings.
Okay.
And yeah, Haloon is just like now really leaning on you, Nick. So I'm going to need.
Yeah, it's a grit. I know.
Brawn? It's brawn.
Yeah, it's probably going to be. Well, is there brawn? There is brawn. Yeah, give me brawn.
Brawn is an 8. Gotta find an 8.
Yeah, this is going to be a 7.
Jiminy Christmas! Well, fucking A, I got a 7 this time.
Woo!
So...
Look at you go. Ew. Yeah. I mean, you are definitely struggling and you're not able to make any progress forward. You're just kind of stuck in place trying to hold him up as he is basically just collapsing on you.
Okay. I want to do some magic.
Okay.
But this is a magic fucking school.
It is a magic fucking school.
There's a lot of fucking in this school, I know.
And magic.
And magic fucking. I want to basically obviously I'm going back to bet our old D&D spells, but like I want to like Tensor's flying disc this guy. Like
you mean Nick's flying disc?
Yeah, exactly. I want something that can just like pick him up. Like and I can sit him on it.
Yeah.
And just like, and I'd shake it a little bit so that he kind of falls back on his ass. So he falls over on his butt on this flying disc.
Yeah, give me a brains roll.
And I get to add my magic die.
Yeah. What die is brains for you?
Brains is 12. Magic die is always a 4, right?
Yep. So this is going to be, you've probably used this other times, so I'm going to just say it's a 9.
Okay. 8 + 4, 12.
Nice. Yeah, you absolutely have done this before. And are
it was able one to... of my spells I had.
Yeah. And you're able to very effectively get him to just like lay out on this.
Yeah, shake dead. It so he falls on his ass so he's not hanging on to me anymore. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, don't worry, just sit back and relax. I'm going to take you to the nurse's office. Yeah, but I'm now below like him slightly. Yeah.
I like how you make the disc float above you.
A little bit, yeah. Like, so he couldn't just jump off. Like, right. I don't think that that's Halloum, by the way, at all. I
could not tell.
No. Real subtle.
I'm both shocked and awed.
Listen, Nick is not good at subtlety, and she's only slightly okay at brain sometimes, but she's got some thoughts.
Yep.
And they're not about grung tongues right now.
Not right now.
Give it time. Maybe yeah, later. So you are able to float this disc all the way to the nurse's office. They're pretty backed up right now, but as you escort your friend in, he just starts saying a bunch of like nonsense words, and immediately he gets rushed back. And they just say, like, there's no visitors. Sorry.
What are the nonsense words?
It's really hard because there's a lot going on. It's really hard to make out what they are.
You're not going to give me anything to work with here to research at the library when I go back find my buddy Halloum for real?
I mean, it may not be something that you could research necessarily. May not be something that they would have written down in a library book.
Nick hasn't found anything that hasn't been written down in a library book that's worth anything in this life.
Weirdly, lots of people do things and then don't put them in the library.
Bullshit. She doesn't believe it.
And
it's probably just in a doom scroll. You're wrong. It's probably just in a doom scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's ignoring those right wrong. Now. So.
Okay. Like, once upon a time, Nick could speak some languages. Do I recognize it? Is any language?
No, it just seems like absolute nonsense to you.
Okay, I want to do magic.
Okay. Shocked.
And this I would not have had yet, but it would have been one of my spells eventually as I had gotten bigger. Like, gotten bigger, obviously.
When I grew up.
Exactly. I want to try and become invisible. I want to step somewhere out. So this is maybe harder because I have not.
Oh, it's a lot harder. Yeah, so this is going to, we're going to say brains again. It's going to be a 13.
Okay. I'm stepping away so that nobody can see me if I do end up disappearing. Okay, I got a 9.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I got a 4. That's a 13.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So you are able to just kind of like step out.
Those are really desired effect dice for that roll, people. Yeah. Nice. These are my gay rainbow dice. They have a whole slew of colors.
The gay rainbow, not the other rainbow.
Yeah, not the straight rainbow. No one's interested in that
one. There is no straight rainbow. Sorry. All of them are gay.
They're all ours, and you can't have them back.
Yeah, so you step outside. There really isn't anybody outside of the nurse's office. It seems like everyone's either in or out. And you are able to turn yourself invisible and follow someone who, you know, it takes a few minutes, but someone else comes in, probably holding like their elbow, you know, sprained it playing some kind of sport.
Sure. Yeah. Something I wouldn't know anything about, but sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've heard of this.
But yeah, you are able to follow them in, and there's frequent enough people going from the lobby into the back that you could fairly easily follow them as well.
That's what I want to do. And specifically, I am not only, I'm looking for the doctor that Halloum went back with, because I don't think it was Halloum.
Right.
So I'm looking for the person who took him back.
Yeah. You are able to find them pretty easily. And briefly, you see another form in the room with them that does not look anything like a bugbear. It is very gray and generic looking. Almost featureless, you might even say, before it shifts into a more human appearance.
Okay, gray and featureless.
The bugbear is gone now?
Yeah, can I hear what are they talking at all?
They're talking, but you can't hear anything. It definitely seems like there's some kind of magical projection.
Okay. Into the humanoid form, do I recognize it? Is it supposed to be anybody that I know? Is it anybody I've seen before on campus?
Nick doesn't really get in trouble, so probably not.
Nick doesn't get in trouble yet.
Yeah. Give it.
So when you say gray formulas, is it like smoky or is it like mushy, like a globby?
Not quite globby. It looks pretty solid humanoid, but like I said, just featureless.
Like Odo.
I don't know what that is.
From Deep Space Nine.
I've never watched that.
Oh no. Okay, never mind. He's like a goo guy and he can rearrange himself.
Oh yeah, no, not a goo.
Well, I mean, he's solid like, when he's in a humanoid form, but he's
more like the Silence from Doctor Who.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of like featureless gray. So I mean it is a very solid form. It's not gooey. Okay. It's just there's not a lot there to see. It's very nondescript.
But when it transforms, does it look magic-y or does it look like rearrangey?
Looks more rearrangey.
Creepy. Okay. Nick is going to make any notes of the new humanoid's physical features. Anything distinctive? Like.
So this person is a little bit generic looking as well, but they do have really nice sideburns. Very nice gray sideburns.
Gray sideburns. Was there anything gray about Halloum? Did he look gray at all?
No. He's pretty brown.
The fake Halloum? There was no gray?
No.
Okay. Nick's just gonna, whenever she can, you know, walk through people and not get caught, she's gonna walk out, try and find Eris.
Okay. And where does Eris go?
Eris is gonna try to continue to follow Kalismir.
Okay. Are you going all the way to the office then?
Yeah, but she's gonna stay much further back this time.
13 feet, got it.
At least 14, let's not be ridiculous. do I need to make another check?
Yep. For absolutely. Which... I think we said grit before.
Grit, okay. So an 8, d8. Yep. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the goal was.
Good. And as you're following, now slightly further back, eventually you see that Kalismir meets up with another man, the lion man, and you see that the two of them go into his office holding hands.
Gay.
Eris says aloud.
Yeah, while giggling like a toddler.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to... I want to try to hang out outside the door. Does the door to his office have a window or anything? No. Good. I don't want it to. All right. So I want to be hanging out outside the door so I can kind of just listen kidding. In. Haha, gotcha. So I can like kind of hear, see if I can hear what's going on inside the office.
Yeah. Give me another crit.
Oh boy. That's a 6 on a D8.
Okay. Yeah, it's totally fine. Everything's fine. So you are hanging out outside of this office. There are other people, so you know you have to be a little nonchalant.
Right. Totally nonchalant. So good at it.
So good.
So good.
And as you're listening, it's kind of hard to hear precise words. It's mostly just
making kind of, out.
Yeah. That's all anybody on this campus does. Nobody actually talks. They just make up.
Surprise, it's sex stuff.
But at first, it's just kind of hushed words that you can't quite tell anything that they're saying. And then you hear, do you think she saw anything? No. I don't think she did. But she's still out there.
When they say that, I want to use the 2 adversity tokens I've gained this session to go to use unassuming.
Okay. So yeah.
To make me not seen. So I'm going to like, I want to kind of like walk away some and then use unassuming and then come back.
Ooh. I'm going to say if you come back, the unassuming is not going to help you, because that's going to be like, they're going to know basically you're still there.
How will they know?
Nobody will know.
Nobody can know.
I think that would exceed the limits of that if you were to like go.
So unassuming, we are going to say acts as like if you're standing still, it makes you not seen.
Not even
that. We haven't really like defined the parameters.
Like you could be moving. Okay, so have you played Assassin's Creed?
No.
Okay. Well, in that, just so you know, spoilers. You kind of have the ability. Yeah, it's not actually a spoiler. Like if you're in a crowd, you can just hang out with them and like blend in.
Oh, so it's more like a blending, not an invisibility thing.
Yeah, okay. It's not invisibility for sure, because okay. I mean that's something that my character had in the regular Kids on Bikes, and Spirit could not turn invisible despite his name.
Okay, then I will not do that.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to use here. You just wouldn't be able to hear anymore, but you would be safe.
Yeah, but Eris is dumb.
I don't think she's that dumb.
Does she feel like she's not safe at this point?
I mean, you just heard 2 people you don't really know very well mention that they were concerned you might have seen something.
Yeah.
And that you're still out there.
Yeah.
So that's
concerning.
Kind of a danger thing usually for most people.
Okay. Then I will use it to. I'm going to just walk away for now. But if they come out of the office or if I feel like I'm being followed, then I'll use it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are able to kind of walk away. And are you watching the door or are you just like trying to get away?
Not like straight watching it, but just kind of like keeping it
gay in my peripheral.
Gay watching it. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's all the kind of watching we do is gay watching.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like bird watching, but for gays.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to kind of keep it in my peripheral. Like I'm gonna focus more on getting away, but I do want to kind of keep it within my eyesight so that I can see if they come out.
Yeah. You see the door opens briefly, and then shuts.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to use unassuming then.
Yeah, so you are able to find a group of students, and you don't even have to say anything. Like, you just kind of blob into it. Not literally, but you just kind of are there. Yeah. It is the drama club, but they don't seem to be paying any attention.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah. So, okay. Nick, I imagine you probably would look for Eris closer to the office.
Like I would have at least been walking in the direction that we were going, thinking that she would go there. But if I saw the drama club, I would probably not walk right up to them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't think you would have seen her like become one with this blob of drama club students. But you do see, and Claire definitely like side eyes you, and you hear, you know, some comment about like, ugh, this one again.
Nick wants to make an equally cutting remark about her being a no talent, like somebody who falls apart in a crisis and cries and can't keep her shit together on stage.
Give me a charm roll, and I'm going to make this one opposed, which means I have to fight my dice.
Uh-oh.
Because I just want to do it, because I think it'll be fun.
Okay.
And you said that's your 4?
It's a 6.
Oh, it's your 6. Okay.
I rolled a 6.
Nice. Yeah, she got a 5. So.
I have one adversity token if I had needed to go above, but rolled a perfect 6.
Yeah, she immediately starts crying, but like not hysterical crying or anything, just, you know, you see that tears start streaming, her like bottom lip starts trembling, and then she just storms off in a huff.
Yeah, scamper. That's right. Little hobbit.
Nick, I feel like that's slightly derogatory.
Whoa! Where did you come from? What the fuck?
Eris immediately forgot that she was supposed to be blending in.
God damn it. Scared me half to death, literally. How did you just appear out of nowhere? I was just insulting Claire. Did you see a great that, job, though?
But you can't just call people hobbits. That's so rude. Also, we should go. We're in danger. No, we should go.
We totally are. Okay. Let's go. To the library? We gotta get to Halloon. Okay. And also, Bozic is at the coffee shop by the library, so let's go there.
Okay.
Yeah, so as you make your way. Yeah. Right, it's in the library. Like, as you go into the front doors of the library, it's kind of there. There's, like, the student center, and then the actual library proper. So...
Nick, yeah, as they walk by, does a double wink at Bozic and it's a just little
a blink.
Yeah,
I love that even better. Is that it's not a double wink; it's a blink.
And she's but like, but like one eye and then the other.
Yeah, that's great.
Real subtle.
So Bozic just like gives you the finger guns, like the gayest finger guns. And it's just like, sorry, I gotta work.
Okay, well, when you get a break, come into the library, asshole.
Wow.
I'm just like, he never works, and this is the time?
I know, it's inconvenient.
When we're being chased by formless gray people?
I mean, he did just pull you out of, like, hiding in the library for weeks, so...
Okay, but also, like, great time to abandon us with the alien gray people. Anyway, let's go. I have no idea
what you're talking about.
We gotta go into the Doom Scroll room. We're gonna wear the headphones, don't worry, but we need the safety runes on the door so that nobody can come in.
Okay. Where's Halloom?
So we get Halloom and we go in.
Is Halloom working?
Yeah, he was already in the Doom Scroll room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do it now that he's taking over a few shifts for me since I did it for a long while.
Yeah. Like exclusively.
Yeah, it was a rough time. But we put on our little earmuffs and we go over, hello, hello. Like, we need you.
Okay, I mean, I'm working, but like, we can talk.
Yeah. We just saw you, and I just took you to the nurse's office.
No, you didn't.
Exactly.
Someone who looks exactly like you and pretended to be you.
But we totally knew it wasn't him, it wasn't you, because they were like, my relationship. It was weird.
Yeah, I would never say that. That's ridiculous.
I mean, at least, exactly. You would at least say situationship. It's fine.
Oh no, we're boyfriends. Like, it's
oh,
like,
nice.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you. Took is so great. We hung out with him a little bit. He showed us where Casimir's class was before all of this went down with the gray alien guy.
Wait, what gray alien guy? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Okay, so I took Halloum, not Halloum, but okay, I took not Halloum to the hospital. He said some weird made up words, and everybody just acted like they knew what that meant. And they took him in the back and they said, no visitors. And so I went outside and I turned invisible, which was a very difficult spell, by the way, that I got perfectly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I went back in and I followed the doctor who took not Halloum back there, because I knew it wasn't Halloum. And obviously, I knew that he turned back into whatever he turned into. So I found that doctor, and there was this gray, like featureless kind of blobby guy, his features kind of rearranged. And then he looked like a human with gray sideburns, but like super creepy, right? Like features rearranging from Halloum to gray creepy guy to guy with actually pretty cool gray sideburns. So there's
some like fake people on this campus, and the doctor, the clinic is in on it.
Mm-hmm,
like, it definitely could be anybody. So everybody's a suspect now.
Well,
like, how do we even know that people, like, I'm gonna
Aris, have
you,
we ever
I'm gonna poke you in the face.
Ow!
How do I know that you're really you?
Okay, Aris, remember that time that we made out?
That has never happened.
Exactly. So, that's how we know.
But, like, what if you've been one the whole time?
Oh,
like, I don't know how long they can be somebody.
Halloon's just, I like, mean, Halloon's just, like, I mean, Nick has tried to make out with you so many times, so, like,
really?
Would like, some weird dude do that? Well, maybe. But, like,
I mean, I'm pretty probably odd, not. So...
But yeah, like, if it's like some kind of spy, like, probably not, right?
Well, that's true.
Also, I just got into tall people, by the way, Halloum. I have not tried to make out with her yet.
I mean, you get a little tipsy sometimes, and you know.
Okay, that's fair. And honestly, if you both ask me something about any of my ex-girlfriends and their shortness and how embarrassing I get afterward, if I was a spy, do you think I would spend 2 weeks in the freaking doom scroll room?
That's true.
Letting
that's
true. Without the earmuffs.
You're right.
I mean, I have
okay. No doubt. I know, but and also I know that, I mean, Halloum just said that they're boyfriends and didn't say the weird relationship stuff. And I'm pretty sure anyway, the other
guy said, yeah, he's his boyfriend.
No, he said. Yeah, it's a relationship. It was really weird. It was totally not Halloum.
No,
also,
I believe
we saw him. Like, I saw him become a gray guy. So, like, yeah. No.
Okay, so let me tell you what happened with me.
Okay.
So, I was following Kelsmere. I went further back. I was super subtle, so there's no way he could have seen me.
You're getting and so good at that, by the way. I know, like, thank I think you. It's all the protesting that we've been doing lately.
Yeah, they were just all really
blending subtle, into yeah, a so. Cloud crowd. Which, by the way, Halloum, when I saw the drama club, and I didn't even see Aris like snuck up on me.
Oh, I'm really good at blending in for someone who's much taller than everyone else.
You two are like so good at all of the sneaky stuff. I didn't even know.
I mean, I was only good because of that spell. And also because I know you really well.
Yeah, that definitely counts.
Okay, okay, but I so I was following Kalismir.
Yeah.
So I was following Kalismir. And like he met up with this Leonin. And then they were like holding hands, which is super gay. And she giggles again. And so gay. And they went into the office. So I tried to like listen at the door and I couldn't really hear them at first. But then they said that they could still hear me outside and that they knew that I followed them. And I was like super scared that I was followed. So like I tried to leave, but then I saw the door open and then nobody came out. So that's when I was blending in.
And Eris, as you say that, suddenly the room becomes black.
No, but I put the runes back up.
Normally, you know that even when the lights go out, the runes still glow. It happens every once in a while, you know. The runes are not glowing.
No!
Oh, fucking A. I'm going to get out my wand.
Is it magical darkness? I have dark vision?
I also have dark vision.
Wrong game.
Damn it!
because I'm a... okay, I'll do a magic.
Yeah, I want to do a magic to see in the dark.
Because I... am a priestess of Selene, Saloon.
Yeah,
whatever. You know, priestess sounds pretty cool also.
I'm an elf. I want to do a magic.
And I want... so I can... I You're used enough. To be... Like, I had magic darkness out to 300 feet that I could see. But I could also share magical eyesight with somebody else. So I want to do that.
I mean... Immediately, Halloon casts light, and like you all, it is like a very basic spell that you all could do really, really easily. But I mean, I think you probably would have a little bit of an innate
ability, like to glows. See.
Yeah,
in my magical girl way.
Yeah, initially it is just pitch black. There's nothing, and then your crown starts to glow a little bit. And your eyes start to adjust first, Nick, but then as you all cast your light spells, you're able to see again. And
I get my wand out and I grab like I probably have like a little daggery thing also.
An athame.
I don't know what that is.
Clearly that you didn't watch Charmed.
What, clearly I don't watch what?
Aren't you a Charmed. Witchy girl? An athame is a ritual dagger.
You are able to see, and Halloon immediately is like, this is not good. Like, the lights go out sometimes, but the runes weren't on. The
runes are out.
And, like, you two were just telling us about, like, all the weird shit. This is really bad.
It is really bad. I'm going to get out my magic paintbrush and grow it out to a staff.
Are there any more earmuffs? Were there any more in the bowl? Like, I can't imagine that there are usually three people in this room at once.
I mean, I'd say there's at least three because, you know, well, I would say there's four because the three in our party and Halloon have been in here before.
Is the last one still there?
No.
Okay. There's somebody in the room with us. And Nick wants to have a dagger and her wand out and wants to cast a shield around people because that's something clerics can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Give me some brains. Actually, you know what? You know what? It's gritty. We'll do it with gritty.
Okay.
And yeah, you can add your magic die because you're doing magic. Is that good?
I got a one and a one.
Oh, no!
No! All right, on the your plus side, you got wand? An adversity token.
Yeah. Your wand
that's a good point.
Fizzles.
Oh. Fuck! I'm terrified! What are we gonna do?
Fuck.
What are we gonna do? I'm freaking out here.
I want to do, like, kind of like a fairy fire. So like, see... anything that's invisible in the room. So
yeah.
What would I do that with?
You know what? What was your highest? It was charm?
Charm.
What's next? What's your 12?
Flight. 10 is brains.
We'll do brains.
Yeah. Okay.
It is going to be a 9, though.
Oh, that's what I got.
Nice.
Because I got to use the magic die, right? So yeah, I got a 9.
Yep. So you briefly see, as you kind of cast this light that illuminates, like highlights everything in the room, you briefly see sort of something that, as far as you can tell, just from the outline, might be similar to what Nick was describing. Just kind of featureless. There's no features anyway because it's invisible.
Right.
But it's very bland looking.
Fairly nondescript.
Yeah. When that shows up, can Nick throw her dagger, anathema, something ass?
Anathema and apathy are two totally different things.
Throw her ass at it is what I heard.
Yeah. Throw anathema at it. It is now kicked out.
Her little bitty knife she wants to throw at this.
Give me a fight roll.
Fuck. Nice. 4. Okay.
We're so good at fighting.
That's a 4.
Okay. So you do hit.
Oh, that explodes! That explodes!
But it, well, I technically didn't tell you what it was, but yeah, we'll allow it this time.
Okay. Plus a 3.
Okay.
7.
Yeah, so, I mean, you throw it, it does seem to hit something, and you hear a grunt, and then you see that there's a flash of light, kind of in a rectangular shape. And the form disappears, and the rectangle slides closed.
Did the runes come back on?
Or the light?
It takes a little bit. But after 30 seconds or so, the runes start to flicker on, and the lights return.
Is my dagger there, or is there blood there?
There's a little bit of blood. The dagger is gone.
Is the blood red?
What color is it? Yeah.
Interesting. We're gonna say yes.
Okay. Into the haversack thing. She says like a potion bottle.
Yeah, a vial.
And goes and
potion bottle.
Yeah, and gets a new dagger and then scrapes up whatever she can into the little vial.
I'll hand you
we'll
one
take
of my
it
daggers.
To the chemistry lab.
She's got the haversack, so.
Oh yeah,
I have an unlimited supply. Yeah.
Yeah, just like random bullshit.
Do you need a snack? Anybody need anything? Anybody need a Xanax? Because I kind of do.
Maybe 3. Yeah.
New underwear, you know.
All of the things. Liam's like, yeah, actually.
So you are able to kind of scrape a little bit of this blood into this potion bottle. And at this point, it's pretty clear that there's not a lot of places you could go.
Yeah.
And be safe right now.
Yeah.
I can think of one place.
Home. I could make us a portal to my house.
Or the beach, but your home is fine.
No, you're right.
I was gonna say we could do the beach scroll, yeah. And we can take Kalum with us because obviously, well, we'll just run out here with Kalum and get Bozic, and we'll bamf into
the scroll. Will be out in the open.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah. Well, okay. So your house.
Yeah. Yeah, we need.
Because that's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole sea in between you and where she's from.
Luckily, okay. I make random portals sometimes when I'm homesick or bored.
Or lost.
Okay. So, rune out and then go run to Bozic and say, emergency, grab Bozic, grab Halum and Eris. Do your thing.
Portal us out to my house.
Give me a brains roll.
Oh, sure. Totally. Brains is a D10.
This is going to be a 12. you're using magic, so you get the die.
But I have two adversity tokens I can give you.
It won't help. It's not enough.
What'd you get?
I got an 8 total.
Total? I mean, so you only fail by 2 if you use those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give.
I mean, that's one of the things with Kids on Bikes and Kids on Brooms is
it gets closer. The closer
you get. Okay.
Yeah, the more you fail by, the worse it is. Yeah, okay. If you're closer, maybe it just, it's not as bad.
It may just be that it gives us a random place or something, the portal.
Oh, and I failed a roll recently, didn't I? Did I?
Yeah, I mean.
But then you used your 2.
I did use my 2. I don't know if I failed a roll after that. Okay, so then, yeah, 10 is what we can get.
Okay. Yeah, so you grab Bozic, who is, like, actively handing someone their coffee.
I
grab
the coffee as well.
Oh, I mean, it's in his hand.
Nice.
Yeah, so, like, as you teleport away and you reappear in this new location, he is holding this coffee. And the group, number one, Haloon's like, you know, I have this boyfriend who isn't with us. And like, fuck. You said that you mentioned.
We definitely have to get to.
Yeah, because like you mentioned him to the gray guy.
Oh, shit.
When he thought he was me.
Well, no, I don't. You're right. He did. He asked us about who he was following, right?
No, you said.
We've been hanging out with his boyfriend. Yeah. We did. Yeah, you're right.
And Haloon's also like, and you know, like the situationship with Bozic, like Xanatos might be in danger too. So, yeah, like they're probably not safe right now. And as you all look around, you're not sure where you are.
Oh no.
This is a very barren, dry desert, which does not sound like anywhere in New Alexandria that you've ever read about.
Hey, I just want to put it out there that this is not my house. I don't know where we ended up. Maybe I was panicking a little bit.
I mean,
this is not my house.
So, by the way, Bozic, we catch him up really quick. And we kind of tell him that something came and was able to get through the runes in the Doom Scroll room. And then bamfed out and kind of tell him about the gray guys and the all that, but we've got problems, and I don't know how often can you do portals, Eris?
It's a completely made up function, so I have no idea. It's a good question. Hey, Sky, how often do I do portals?
Yeah, as you ask that, and Eris gives a non-committal answer, you hear a very loud thud and can feel the ground shake.
Oh no, I'm so scared.
And a few moments later, you hear another. And these seem to be getting closer and closer. And there was a very large cliff, essentially to your right, to the right of the group. From around this rocky mesa, you see a very large lizard-like head. Two very short arms and thick, stocky legs.
Oh, it's a T-Rex.
It's a dinosaur.
Oh, no.
And that's where we're going to end the session.
No!
New Alexandria, Alexander the Great killed all of you!
That's what you thought.
Oh, no. Just deported them to a desert.
Oh, man.
Good times. All right.
I know. Rick had told us that they wanted to get all the fighting in, so we should have known. I just wish that that Kayla had been here, because she actually doesn't always roll like shit.
Yeah.
Good times. Over on Even Footing Games, you can find me and Aaron and...
So you want to be a DM. Rock and Rye.
Rock and Rye, yep.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Monty Python.
Nice.
If you're watching this later on YouTube or listening on the podcast, it might be available somewhere. Who knows? But yeah, check out Evenfooting Games, and we're gonna see you all next time.